What's the biggest hurdle for first-generation college students? Is it cost?
The idea of cost is probably what everyone thinks of. That's the first thing that pops into people's head. But the truth is, for low-income students, money should not be the biggest barrier. Because there is so much money out there with scholarships and grants. Just filling out the FAFSA is going to help students along the way dramatically. And so I don't think that the largest barrier is financial. But the reason why most people say that is because that's what you hear in the media. I think the number one barrier is the information gap. It's that these students don't know that there are free colleges out there. And I think without the right information, these students are falling behind and not being able to reach the same potential as their wealthier peers.
As far as your standing in your class, there's 144 seniors this year, and you are number 14, which is something to be very proud of. So what do you think you're going to do after high school?
I don't really want to leave home. Like, my whole family lives in the Valley, and I don't have a problem commuting back and forth to a different city.
You're bright enough that you can apply just about to any state college and you would be accepted.
She was talking to me about my class rank and my GPA, and she was saying that basically I could get into any four-year in the state that I wanted to, and I just didn't even know that. I honestly didn't think that I could get in that easily.
What did you kind of think you knew about this subject coming into making the documentary, and did that change along the way?
Something that surprised me, but I look back and I really shouldn't have been surprised. And the truth is, we saw these students getting bad information throughout the course of filming, and they were getting information from their peers and from their parents and even sometimes from their counselors who were just misinformed. And they just took every bit of information that they got as fact. There's a scene in the film where Jessica, one of the girls in the film, is hanging out with her friends, baking cookies, and they're talking about financial aid. And they're talking about student loans, and Jessica says, well, you shouldn't take out student loans. I know a guy who is still paying his student loans back, and, you know, it's really expensive. And they go, oh, well, what about that one that you see on the commercials on TV? Yeah, that may be a good student loan. Like, maybe we should take out student loans. Maybe we shouldn't. And so you assume student loans are a bad thing, where student loans can be a great thing. They can be super helpful. But if you're not getting other information, if you're just taking whatever you hear first as fact, you're closing doors.
If you have one piece of advice to give to someone seeking to be the first from their family to go and graduate from college, where would you tell them to start, or what do you think is the best resource for them to look at?
The first thing I would tell any first-generation college student would be to ask questions. Anything you want to know, find someone that can answer those questions and ask them. I think that would be the number one thing that I would urge students to do. Just ask questions and ask them early. For students out there that are 8th grade, 7th grade, 9th grade, that's when you really need to start. You need to start asking questions right then to make sure that you are on track all 4 years of high school.
Adam Fenderson, co-producer and director of the documentary First Generation, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.